Welcome to the NewsRamp Awards podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, August 5th, 2025, and we have a lineup of awards headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
DataVault AI showcases digital identity and event tech at NFL Hall of Fame, wins Pinnacle Award. DataVault AI Inc., a leader in AI-powered data monetization and digital identity technologies, showcased its platforms at the NFL Hall of Fame events, reaching a diverse national audience. Through collaboration with NFL Alumni Health, DataVault AI introduced VerifyU identity tokens to over 25,000 attendees and 200-plus high-profile guests. The company's technologies are entering a phase of scalable deployment, with a strong presence in the global event technology market. DataVault AI recently won a Pinnacle Award for its leadership in digital identity, spatial computing, and content distribution technologies. Learn more about DataVault AI and its innovative solutions at www.dvlt.ai. Trumark Homes sells out three Northern California communities. Trumark Homes, the award-winning Western U.S. home builder, has sold out of three communities in Northern California: Summit Collection in Castro Valley, Penny Lane in Concord, and Jasper in Morgan Hill. These sellouts demonstrate the strong demand for thoughtfully designed homes in the region. Summit Collection offers estate-style homes on one-acre lots with stunning views and nearby amenities. Penny Lane features three-story townhomes in Concord, named America's Happiest City, known for its family-friendly environment. Jasper offers townhomes in Morgan Hill, ranked as one of California's safest cities. Trumark Homes plans to open 11 new communities this year, expanding their footprint across the region to meet market needs. American Humane Society announces 25 semifinalists of 15th Annual Hero Dog Awards. American Humane Society has announced the 25 semifinalists for the 15th Annual Hero Dog Awards. The public is now invited to vote for their favorite dogs in categories like law enforcement, service, therapy, military, and emerging heroes. These extraordinary dogs have saved lives, provided support, and inspired their communities. President and CEO Dr. Robin Ganzert congratulates the nominees and highlights the healing power of the human-animal bond. To vote for your favorite hero dog, visit americanhumane.org/hero-dog-awards. Some of the semifinalists include Bubba and Peyton from Washington, D.C., Baldwin from Wayland, MI, and Abby from Yuma, AZ. Learn more about the Hero Dog Awards at americanhumane.org/hero-dog-awards. Investor news breaks: Addex Inc., NASDAQ ATX. Portfolio company CEO honored at 2025 Stimulate Conference. Addex Inc., a portfolio company of Addex, announced that Sandra Pelletier, CEO of Evofem Biosciences, has received the Trailblazing Female Founders Award at the 2025 Stimulate Conference for her work in advancing women's sexual and reproductive health. Pelletier leads Evofem, the developer of hormone-free contraceptive Phexxi and Solosec, an oral treatment for bacterial vaginosis and trichomoniasis. The award coincides with Say Vagina Month, a campaign by Evofem to promote open conversations about vaginal health. Addex expects to complete its acquisition of Evofem in the second half of 2025, introducing a program dedicated to women's health through the proposed acquisition. The closing of the transaction with Evofem is subject to various conditions, including approval by Evofem shareholders and Addex raising sufficient capital. For more information, visit Addex's newsroom.
David Nevins interviews Jorgan Hale, Senior Vice President of Racing, Maryland Jockey Club. Jorgan Hale, the Senior Vice President of Racing with the Maryland Jockey Club, has had a remarkable career in thoroughbred racing. Starting as an assistant racing secretary in 1984, she made history in 2000 as the first woman to serve as racing secretary at a major North American racetrack. Hale has played a key role in developing Maryland's racing circuit, overseeing events like the Preakness Stakes and Black Eyed Susan Stakes. She is also a dedicated advocate for thoroughbred aftercare, leading philanthropic projects and earning prestigious awards for her leadership. Connect with Jorgan and David Nevins, president and CEO of Nevins & Associates, on LinkedIn for more insights into their impactful work in the racing industry.
Top Orange County philanthropists announced for 40th Annual National Philanthropy Day Awards. Visionary Orange County philanthropists, businesses, and groups in 8 categories will be honored at the 40th Annual National Philanthropy Day Orange County Awards Luncheon. This year's theme, Celebrating 40 Years of Generosity and Impact, recognizes the significant contributions of individuals and organizations. The event, taking place on Thursday, November 13, at the Grove of Anaheim, is a testament to the spirit of giving that has defined National Philanthropy Day since its inception. The Samueli Foundation, led by Henry and Susan Samueli, will receive the special 40th Anniversary Legacy of Giving Award for their over $1 billion in contributions. Benjamin and Carmela Du will be honored as outstanding philanthropists for their support of healthcare, education, and the arts in Orange County. The Automobile Club of Southern California will be recognized as outstanding large business for their commitment to improving mobility and safety in local communities. Doing Good Works, a social enterprise based in Irvine, will receive the Outstanding Small Business Award for reinvesting nearly $4 million into supporting individuals with foster care experience. Dawn Reese, CEO of The Wooden Floor, will be honored as Outstanding Nonprofit Leader for her transformative leadership in creative youth development. Alisa Abacasis will receive the Outstanding Volunteer Fundraiser Award for her dedication to supporting youth in foster care. The Women's Circle of Wishes will be recognized as the Outstanding Philanthropic Group for their commitment to granting life-changing wishes for children facing critical illnesses. Rose Chabria, a 17-year-old student leader in Irvine, will receive the Outstanding Youth or Youth Group Award for her advocacy and service initiatives. The National Philanthropy Day Orange County Awards Luncheon, presented by the AFP Orange County Chapter, is the region's premier event honoring philanthropy, with more than 1,000 honorees recognized since its inception. For more information about the event and sponsorship opportunities, visit www.npdoc.org.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Awards podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.